So let's review. The Mishnah begins. Bechor shenafal labar. Bechor animal which fell into a pit on Yom Tov. And as the Gemara explains, we're discussing a case where the animal already had a mum aver, a type of a blemish, for otherwise the animal would not have been mukhan for Yom Tov and would be mukta. However, for the animal to be able to be eaten, even bizman hazeh, the animal must be checked by a mumcha, an expert, to confirm that this is in fact a mum kavua, a permanent blemish, and one that permits the animal. Behuda holds that a mumcha should climb them into the pit in order to check the animal and the blemish. We cannot bring the animal up before checking, as perhaps the mum is not permanent, and therefore it's not fit to be eaten and mukta. Im yesh be mum, yala v'yishchit, v'mlam lo yishchit. If the mum is found to have been permanent from before Yom Tov, we may hoist up the animal in order to slaughter it for Yom Tov, because it was mukhan from before Yom Tov. If not, the animal may not be hoisted up on Yom Tov, because it is mukta. Even if it is a mum kavua now, but since it was not a mum kavua before Yom Tov, it is mukta. Shimon Omer, kol shein mum in nikur meboy yoyim in zemen amukhan. Whereas Shimon holds that as long as the mum has not been checked conclusively before Yom Tov, the animal is not considered mukhan. As Shimon holds, ein roin mumen b'yamtiv, that a b'chayim may not be checked and declared a bal mum on yamtiv. As such, even if in reality it was a mum kavuv from before yamtiv, the animal is considered ein min amuchen and may not be used on yamtiv. The Gemara cites a brisa. Tarabon, b'chayr tam shenafal abar, an unblemished b'chayr which fell into a bar on yamtiv, which as Rashi explains, that les le mukta lahanach tanoi b'b'chayr, t'choshayte daite ilovei shem yipo b'mum. The Tanaim of this Braisa did not consider a Bechor to be mukta, because they hold that people are just waiting for a mum to occur, and so the animal is considered mukhan and not mukta. B'yudah nasi aymer, yerid mumcha v'yira, im yesh be mum, yala v'yishchit, v'mlam lo yishchit. An expert shall check it, and if a mum kavu is found, even if it occurred on Yom Tov, he may shecht it. Amal Reb Shimon ben Nasi, harei amru ein roin mum b'yom Tov. Shimon ben Nasi challenges B'yudah nasi, because we follow the opinion of Reb Shimon that ein roin mum b'yom Tov, as evidenced by a brisa of Rav Yosha. Bein shenel b'mum me'erev yamtiv, u'bein shenel b'mum b'yamtiv, chacham oimrim ein ze min hamuchen. Regardless of when a mum occurred, it is not considered min hamuchen, which follows the opinion of Reb Shimon that kol she'ein mumei nikr me'erev yamtiv ein ze min hamuchen. Any animal whose mum has not been conclusively determined before yamtiv is not considered ein min hamuchen because of the fact that ein roin mumen b'yamtiv and cannot be used on yamtiv. The Gemara continues. Boimene Hill Mirav. Hill posed the following question to Rav. Yesh mukta l'chatzi Shabbos or ein mukta l'chatzi Shabbos? Is there a concept of an item becoming mukta in the middle of Shabbos or Yom Tov? The Gemara asks, Heichadami. Ide achzi bein hashmashis achzi. Ide loy achzi loy achzi. What could this be referring to? If the animal item was mukhan from before Shabbos, then it's mukhan. If it was not, then it's considered mukta for the entire Shabbos. If it was fit at the onset of Shabbos, became unfit on Shabbos, then became fit again on Shabbos. There are two versions as to what Rava answered. He said, Yesh mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. Once an item becomes mukta in the middle of Shabbos, it remains so for the remainder of Shabbos. Rava answered, Ein mukta l'chatzi Shabbos. It does not remain mukta at all Shabbos. When it becomes fit again, it is mutter. The following brisa was brought both as a question to the first version and a support to the second version of Rava. The brisa stated, if a firstborn animal was born already possessing a mum, then that is considered min hamuchen, properly prepared from before Yom Tov. This seems to be a case where before the birth the animal was roe, fit as an extension of its mother, then was born and temporarily became mukta pending approval of a mumcha regarding the mum, and then mutter again upon the arrival of the mumcha. This should prove that ein mukta l'chatzi Shabbos, as the animal is now permissible. The Gemara rejects this proof. Amar Abaye, v'itim Rav Safar, kugun diyas v'dayni hosam. This case is discussing whether the Dayanim were present as the Bechor was born, and so at no time did it become mukta, and this case cannot prove either way. The Gemara tries to resolve this question from another brisa. Tashima, hayo'ichel ba'anavim v'hoyser, v'helon l'gag lasmem tzmukim. One who was eating grapes or any other fruits during the week, and they brought the remaining fruit up to the roof to dry. In order to be able to eat from them on Shabbos or Yom Tov, one must be mazmin them. As Rashi says, he must state verbally before Shabbos, Hareini oichel mehen l'macha. I will eat some of this fruit tomorrow on Shabbos. Now, I dechazu lama lehazmana. If they're already fully prepared before Shabbos, why do they require hazmana? I delo'ichazu ki hazmin l'humayhava. And if they're not ready to eat before Shabbos, how can the hazmana help? Therefore, we must say that these fruits were the achzi v'hadar atchi v'hadar achzi. Now, if emuk tzilachatzi Shabbos, lama li azmana? Why do they require azmana? Therefore, the Gemara wants to prove yesh muk tzilachatzi Shabbos. However, the Gemara asks as before, ki azman lehu mayhava? How can the hazmana help? Therefore, we must say that this brace is discussing a different case unrelated to muk tzilachatzi Shabbos. The achzu v'loy achzu, the ikke inshi, the achli v'ke inshi d'loy achli. The basins are partially ready. Some people would eat it and some would not, and remain so from before Shabbos through Shabbos. Azmin golidaite, lay azmin lay golidaite. If he verbally designates them, he showed that he would in fact eat these fruits, and it's not mukta. And if not, then it is mukta. Finally, the Gemara tries to resolve the question from raw beans and legumes, which meikaru chazu lochus. Raw beans are in fact edible. Shadinu bekedera adchulahu. Once one begins to cook them, they become nipcha. They cannot be eaten while boiling. Upon completing the cooking process, they once again become edible. This would seem to prove ein muktzah lechatzis Shabbos. The Gemara answers, gamar b'dei adam lo kimei boila. Ki kimei boila and gamar b'dei shemayim. The case of anything being cooked at the onset of Yom Tov is different, because it is in the power of the person to finish the item, and he therefore is not mekatzah midaite. He does not put it out of his mind from using it on Yom Tov. The question of the Gemara is in the case of dried fruits, where it becomes not muktzah again due to heavenly actions, such as drawing in the sun, where he might be makatsa midaite from using it on Yom Tov. The Gemara leaves this question unresolved. La halacha, though, we hold ein muktzah lechatzis Shabbos.